Hey everybody, this is Taree, and I think Corrine's on here with me and with Angel Coaches. And Corrine, are you there?
I'm here. Hi everyone.
Well, we're excited tonight because we have a special guest speaker. She also has agreed to do a show with us, and I know she's got her own show she'll talk about too as well on BBS. But this is Vicki Ford, and I know, Vicki, you're psychic. I know, and you see and talk to angels. I know you have a job that you do, and I think you're an attorney and a couple other things. So you juggle a lot of balls in the air. So, and I know you're a single mom as well. So share with us about angels and what you, how long have you been seeing them?
Oh my goodness, all my life, probably other lives too. And it's been so amazing having my daughter, because she can see them so well that we'll be in a, you know, traveling on a car, in a car or something, and she'll say, "Oh, do you see them out there?" So she has brought great enlightenment too, because I think a lot of children see them and their parents don't acknowledge it. But angels are as part of my life as is in breathing.
I like that. So you've been seeing them for quite a while. And how do you ever, I know Corrine and I, we were talking about this earlier today. We wanted to know if Corrine, we were talking about if you see them in your, or use them in your business, you know, because I know you're an attorney.
Do I? Oh, well, what I do, y'all, is when I go into court, I ask all the angels to come in, the appropriate angels. I don't, you know, call them by name, but I just say whatever angels need to be here for these clients. Not my clients necessarily, all clients, because it's a very stressful area, and I always ask for the highest good to be handled, because sometimes we don't know the truth in a court of law. So that's how I, you know, I ask for the angels' help every time I go to court. I don't go to court that much. I'm doing more spiritual work than I am legal work these days. So
that's cool. I always ask for their help too when I go to speeding court, traffic court.
Yeah. Please take this ticket away.
That's for the eyes and best good of Taree. Yes. Anyway, well, that's cool. And you use them and you see them and you work with them. And what kind of spiritual work do you do?
I have my own show on BBS on Monday night called The Vicki Ford Show. I do past life regressions. I have a website at VickiFord.com where I do, you know, spiritual counseling as well as psychic readings. So I do a lot of spiritual work now, probably more. I'm actually starting to work with attorneys, believe it or not, doing past life regressions and spiritual coaching for them. So that's very interesting.
I like that. Go ahead, Corrine. I know you had a question.
Oh, no, I was going to say, we were talking a little bit earlier before, and you were saying that you do Akashic angel readings. Can you talk a little bit more about that, and what are Akashic records, and how are they useful when you're giving angel readings?
Well, it's very interesting because a lot of people have different definitions of Akashic records, but basically they're every incident, every thought and feeling that we've had since we've begun here on planet Earth or wherever we have been. And basically, my training as to Akashic records has a lot to do with the Rohan aspect of our thoughts and feelings. And when we can handle the thoughts and feelings, the faulty thoughts and feelings, mind you, then we can actually change our karma and balance it out. And so angels, as far as, I mean, for me personally, I invoke the request for help from angels in everything I do. It's just a part of life. So it's not, you know, designating, well, you know, I'm doing an Akashic angel reading now. Some people don't believe in the Akashic angels. They say angels have nothing to do with the Akashic records, which I just don't, that's not, you know, what I believe. But I honor everyone's beliefs. I believe angels are a part of everything we do. So
I agree with you on that. Vicki, I want to ask you a question. You said something, Corrine and I talked a lot about this, and you said you do psychic readings and coaching. Can you explain what the difference is between that and how and what the results are when you do either or?
Okay, so. A psychic reading would be if someone were to call us and say, I want to know when my house is going to sell, I want to know when he's going to come into my life, and I want to know when my dog is going to have puppies or whatever. They want specific timing. And I don't typically just do psychic readings. I always get coaching in there because, to me, coaching is spiritually empowering, whereas a psychic is using... Well, okay. A psychic can can involve aspects that are not higherly, more high dimensioned. So when I talk about psychic work, I can't say that I do pure psychic work. I do more spiritual counseling that involves psychic, but I channel everything. So it's all channeling, which is not necessarily the same thing as psychic.
That's good. That makes sense. Yeah. So but I know a lot of people, and by the way, you can call tonight. You not only get Corrine and I to do answer your questions, but you also get Vicky. She's a renowned spiritualist, psychic. I'm going to use psychic for this.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah. I mean, I do advertise myself that way, but I think that the word psychic scares some people, and then other people understand it, and they say, hey, I want some insight. So my definition of psychic is more of the soul, more insightful, more intuitive, although the psychic is more is more male. The intuition is more female. So the right side, it's a balancing. If you can use both, it's pretty powerful.
Okay, that's cool. Go ahead. Corrine, you wanted to ask them. I'm sorry, I interrupted again. I always do.
Oh, but. No, you didn't. So I'm just trying to figure out how you work in the Akashic, because you were saying Akashic angel readings. I just wanted to get a little bit of a better understanding of how that's beneficial, because when you're reviewing somebody's Akashic records, right, you can kind of see where their thought patterns and their beliefs stem from. And then you in your spiritual counseling can see where that foundation is coming from, and then help them to heal and transform those negative beliefs and turn that into positive changes in their life today, right? Is that...
Well, yes. Okay. And then let's just say you're in the middle of to me, everything's Akashic records. I mean, some people, you can do a prayer and bring it in, but it's basically your past lives, and it's simply put. But when you look, you see, that's the way I'm viewing. Akashic records are simply your past lives with all the thoughts and feelings that are attached in there, all your experiences. So when you're working with someone and you're looking in their past life, an angel may come in, a past master or a current teacher. An archangel may come in to cut a cord. I mean, so to me, angels are just part of everything. I mean, it's just part of any work that, and some people don't address them. They just feel them. But I always share them with, like last Monday on BBS, I talked about Gabriel. Gabriel came in immediately upon the show, and I knew that there were a lot of people listening that had the Archangel Gabriel that was giving them messages. So I would give them messages that Archangel Gabriel was sharing, and I didn't know who they went with or who they were supposed to go with, but I knew that they were there for someone that was listening.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that is good. So you... You do that. I like that, how you give messages. I thought that would be. Are you a medium as well? Do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to come in, but I'll be in the middle of something, and sometimes it will come in. Sometimes I'll go a month where I won't have any messages that way for a specific, situation. Somebody else will come in, it'll just start flowing. So I guess it's whatever's needed for that person, for that their highest good.
I gotcha. That's cool, too, as well. Let me ask you a question about being a medium. What most people don't understand a lot of people don't understand, what is the difference between, being the psychic, the channeler, the medium? Explain that to people that are listening in.
Well, when I went through my training at Delphi here in Georgia, and I have my PhD in spirituality, and we were basically trained as psychic mediums, okay? And that means that we channel the information in from the higher realms. And it can come in as psychic information. It can come in as a message from one that has crossed over. It can come in as a message from an angel. But it's always... It's always channeled in from spirit, and it keeps the ego out. And that's how I, from a nomenclature issue, that's how I describe it. And most people think of a medium as someone who can say, oh, my goodness, Aunt Bertha's here, and she has a message for you. And I'm like, okay, Aunt Bertha? You know. So, but also there's another definition of a psychic medium. The medium, in other words, the venue, if you may, the medium is channeled in, which is therefore a psychic medium, meaning the psychic information is being channeled in. So I hope that makes sense. I think it's all just different nomenclatures of using information.
It does. That's cool. Thank you. Yeah, it does. I appreciate that. So anyway.
Tareen, we've got a couple of callers on the line. Do you want to take these calls right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right, we've got Kimberly from Florida as the first caller.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. Nice to hear you guys. I just had the most incredible experience 5 minutes ago, and I want to share it with you.
Oh, tell us.
Please do.
As Tareen knows, and I think, Karina, I've mentioned this to you, every time I talk to the angels, I ask them for a specific sign of a rainbow representing Jeff and Jeff coming back into my life. Well, I did this while driving about 5 o'clock, and just 10 minutes ago, I went through a short little rainstorm, and I just looked over to the left, and there was the biggest, most beautiful rainbow I've ever seen in my life, just right in my face.
Oh, and then wow.
That's beautiful.
And I still have goosebumps. And I took a picture with my phone.
Well, send it to us, okay? So we want to see it. Hey, Kim, I know that you worked with Karina and I, but we've got Vicky on here on the line, and okay. Do you want to ask her a question?
Yeah, is Jeff coming back to me?
Oh wow! Okay,
Vicky, the sign from the angels. She's like double checking. Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say. You know what? We get messages, and first off, while you were talking, Kimberly, I pulled a card for you, and I got a message as well on it as validation. And the message is to really, really share your joy. You've got a lot of joy going on, not just because of what you're saying, but just because there's a lot of shifts going on in your life. And it's a time for you to express this joy. And whatever's going on, it is a very, your soul's purpose right now is to allow your divine inner child to take over and lead your life. As far as your boyfriend coming back in, I think you've already got that sign. I think you know.
Did you drop my eyes for me, cross my teeth?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? This is a time for you. It's a very powerful time for you, Kimberly, to really trust that inner knowledge, that self-empowerment, knowing that you know that things are going to be okay. And remind yourself, too, that there is a soul contract with you, with him. And you know, sometimes we want to put expectations or conclusions on a relationship. And I keep getting the feeling, a crow just passed my window as I was sharing this, so I know I'm getting validation on this. It's just to enjoy the moment with him and express your joy, because that's what you're supposed to be seeing. You're supposed to be seeing the world right now with fresh eyes, so it makes sense that you would have someone new in your life, okay? So that makes a total sense. And the rainbow is, it's confirmation. It's like almost sometimes we are so excited about newness and beautiful life experiences that we can't always necessarily believe that they're really going to be there and they're real. And for you, it is real, Kimberly. It's true.
So I hope that's so.
That's my strong message.
It didn't have a date on there.
Oh, good. Well, no. You want a date?
I'm gonna let
Karina and Tari answer the date part of it. My message for you is to go with the flow. So
thank you.
That's what my message is to trust yourself, trust your inner child, have fun. And because it's actually part of your soul's lesson right now. And if you go with your soul's lesson, things are always a lot easier than if we, you know, try to make something different. So that's the spiritual counseling, a part of this. So if you were listening early. So Tari or Karina?
Well, it's so funny, Karina, because you and I told Kim the same thing. Go with the flow. Okay. So.
Oh, no. She's like, somebody tell me something different. Kimberly, there's an old saying that if three different psychics tell you the same thing or something very similar, then you know it's true.
So, okay, I hear you.
Kimmy, the work which she's talking about, and Corrine, you and I were talking about this earlier with different things. She's talking about the newness and you and the things that you're doing now to work on yourself instead of going outside and trying to which we do as women and men, to get results somewhere else on the outside and working on ourselves on the inside. That's the newness that I think that she's talking about, that you're looking at things differently and you're nurturing that inner child. And right. Because of that, what happens is I have to tell you from personal experience and readings that I do and coaching that I do, and I know Corrine does the same thing. Corrine, do you feel anything with her and Jeff?
Okay, the other woman that was there, that connection doesn't feel as strong anymore. So I think the time that you guys have taken apart right now has really lessened the pressure that he felt previously from you. So he's not, the attention that he was giving her before out of, because he felt there was no other, choice, I don't feel it as much anymore. That's there. It still feels like she's around, but his attention is not towards her anymore. He's kind of just sitting still, and almost just like waiting is what it feels like. So right now is about a time. I'm not getting a time frame again, because right now it's about the work that you need to do for yourself,
right.
and that will bring you guys back together. And he's picking up on the energy. So while you're doing this work, it's making an impact on him. Because before, when he was feeling the pressure from you because you were wanting and needing him to do certain things, and he looked away from you. And now that you are starting to do this work on yourself, he is now not feeling like he needs to go towards this other woman. He's kind of just being by himself right now. Just kind of, it just feels like he's just with himself.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you on Monday, Kim. Okay?
All right. See you four. Bye, girls.
Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got one other caller. We've got two, actually, on the line, so we'll just take those calls to clear out the lines. We've got Linda from Philadelphia.
Linda from Philadelphia. Linda, is she there?
Hello.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Linda. Hi. I have one question for you. Is your favorite song Philadelphia Freedom? I couldn't resist.
Well, it's up there. It's on high on the list.
There you go.
Great.
Welcome. We're glad you called. And I know you got a question. What's your question?
Well, my question, actually, tonight, the question that has come to me that I feel that maybe Vicki can help me with is regarding the challenges I've had, you know, some serious challenges I've had to deal with over the past 5 years in particular, and I feel a shift in energy. Things are amazingly manifesting, I feel, inside me. I feel this. I've been working on them so hard. But I'm trying to understand. I feel that the one purpose for all these difficulties in my life is what I'm going to do afterwards, when things get better. And I feel that I am going to be doing something in the form of writing and also particularly in public speaking, like inspirational speaking, about how I've overcome some of the things that I've had to overcome. And I guess that's what I'm asking about, if there are any messages for me about that, perhaps, you know, what I'll be doing and maybe how I'll be doing that.
Well, I'll go ahead and answer. First of all, I'm going to ask for your birthday in just a second. But the first thing that I get for you, and I've been listening to you talk, and I know that you're going through huge shifts, is the first message I get for you is to really, really count what is going right in your life. Now, you know, that's a simple statement, but it can make profound changes, because I get a sense that things are starting to fall into place for you. And I feel that if you want to write, you're going to be, because it's right now, it's your time to be a success story in life, Linda. And what's your birthday? I really need to know your birthday.
It's April 23rd. You need the year?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. 56.
1956. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I, let me just see here. Okay. you're going through shifts, but at the same time, when you're going through this, this is like so many times we get a sense that we are going through challenges and they're very, very difficult for us. But at the same time, it's part of your life's plan. And right now, you are in a very strong year. I mean, you've just had a birthday and it's a very strong year for you. So I'm quite surprised to hear you say that things are, you know, you're going well. Okay. Let me put it this way, Linda, just from a channeled information. You're going through so much right now because you're letting go of the old. And when you're letting go of the old, it feels like you're half dying, if you may. You're not really physically, but you're emotionally getting rid of so much stuff. It's like taking your life story, Linda, and you have a chance to either use the data in a positive way, and that's the message I get for you. And I do feel that you have writing skills, and I do feel that you will be doing well with that. But what I'm getting from this is that the reason why you will be able to use your creative abilities is because of what you have gone through. I mean, can you imagine having to write about life experiences as everything's been beautiful? Well, let me share with you all the world. Everything is beautiful. And people are like, huh? What's the matter with her? You know, I mean, you know, so really trust yourself to know, because I keep getting this strong message for you that you're in a very good year, but you're also in that time period, Linda, where you're letting go of so much. Honor every moment of every, you know, this is your time to honor yourself, honor your existence. Now, that's a very strong word, Linda. A big word, existence. Honor your existence here on this planet Earth. And I want you to write, because your life is going to change for the better. It's going to change every moment, because every moment you know that it's good. But in the next 60 days, you're going to see a huge shift in your life. So just trust that. And I better be quiet, otherwise you're not going to get a chance to listen to Tareen. Tareen!
Kurt, that's fine. We're just lucky to have you tonight. Kurt, you go ahead, and then, because I'm getting some information for her.
Yeah. Right when you were talking, I had a vision of you with a book published, and I saw you speaking inside of like a bookstore, talking about your experiences and what you've written in this book. And that might be where you see yourself speaking. There's like a platform that's going to happen from this book. And it almost feels as though when you're speaking to these people, there's a healing that takes place. Because I see that it feels like it soothes your soul. There's something, another shift that takes place when you're actually speaking to these people. But I see you speaking in a room. It looks like a bookstore, and it could be when you're actually marketing your book is when you start doing the speaking and the sharing and the teaching. So it does. I mean, I've seen that quite clearly, and that vision kept popping in my head. And then the feeling that I got with that was the healing energy. Now, I just pulled some angel cards for you, and I got release and surrender, change in direction, and what do you desire? And that falls along with what Vicky has been saying. So you're in a shift right now. That's a change in direction. You have to release and surrender. So look back on your experiences of what you've learned and reflect on the good that you have, and don't hang on to any of that negative energy. And then what do you desire? So if you want to write a book, if you want to speak, write that script out, like, you know, Tari and I always teach on Angel Coaches, is writing that script for yourself as to what you desire now that you've experienced all these things and you're going through this shift, and it will happen for you. I definitely do see you writing a book and then speaking about it.
Okay, here's what I see, Linda. When Vicky was talking to you, I got a really strong message about you. You're getting ready to meet someone, a set of circumstances that's going to introduce you to someone that's going to really help propel you to the next step, okay? Where you're putting your book deal together, you're also writing. I mean, I know you're writing, okay, but you're pulling all your thoughts together. I think it happens around August and September. The other message that I get for you is realfastbook.com. Go check that out, okay, because it will help you it will help you because they show you how to do things and get it and write really quick, not write really quickly, but you get a better idea because they have free webinars on there that you can listen to. The other thing that I get too is that blogging. You need to start blogging, and you're like, okay, Tree, where do I blog at? That's just what I got is blogging. And give us a call when we get off the, you know, get out, you know, go to Angel, give us a call, and we'll help you with that. Because okay. Because I want to give you, as well as a vision, I know we all three have said it differently, but we want to give you tools. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really important. And another message for you, 1956 is the new 20, so enjoy. Okay.
All right. I'm fine with that. Right. I feel like I'm 20.
Oh, good. Good for you. Anyway, have a great day, and we'll talk to you, okay?
Well, thank
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you all
Bye.
So very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got two more callers on the line, okay. So let's just quickly clear these out. We've got Leslie from San Diego.
Okay, good. Hi. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, ladies. I'm great. Thank you.
Hi.
Oh, good. Well, we're going to turn it over to Vicki because she's our guest tonight. She's a great, great spiritualist, psychic, counselor. The list just goes on. So instead of speaking about that, you ask your question. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah, Leslie, I wanted to share something with you before you even ask your question, if that's okay, because I tuned into you. You have Mother Mary is right on your left shoulder. She's so strong that she's just like telling me to please let you know that she's there for you. She's also, you have a guardian angel that is almost like a teacher, though, but she has huge feathers around her, beautiful, and she's fanning you, helping you to send information, and it's always on your left side. And she's asking me to share with you to really accept what is in your life right now. It doesn't mean you can't change it, but to not resist what's going on right now and to change the way that you're reacting to it. But this is a very powerful guardian angel for you, and I don't know if you are aware of her, but that's what I wanted to share with you before you ask your question. So go ahead. Are you aware that she's there, Leslie?
I'm always aware because I do have my own spirit guides that I believe are with me. I'm not aware mm-hmm. of what they might look like, but I am aware of one huge presence.
At this moment, now I'm not saying always because we have many, many angels and spiritual guides, but at this moment, she is a feisty little thing. And she's just got these huge feathers, and she is just always fanning you, kind of helping you. And it's sort of like, here I am. And she's just got this bubbly, vibrant, powerful, self-empowering to you energy for you. So just wanted to share that.
Wow.
So what is your question? What is your question this evening, Leslie?
Great. The interesting thing I'm going to right now, I'm having a lot of maternal instincts. Currently, I babysit. I watch after someone else's daughter, and that's probably what's bringing it on more. But I don't have any kids yet, and my mind is like, I don't even know if it's my mind. There's something in me that wants to mother and nurture. And so I guess my question is, do you see me having a child soon?
Are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm
okay.
not in a relationship.
Right.
I don't have a boyfriend. Okay. But there's this thing coming over me. And I'm just
okay, I can tell you what I'm feeling very strongly. There is a soul contract. It just came to me as soon as you were talking. There is a soul, because you do not have to be married to have a child, but you know, if you have to have a child through your body, that is one aspect of it. If you want to adopt a child, you do not have to have a mate to do that. There is a child that is already born. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's a little girl. And she feels like she's, I don't know, maybe under two, but closer to two. And she's out there. I don't feel like she's an American child, though. I will tell you that. And there is a soul contract for you to have that particular child. And I just have to tell you, she feels like she's from European, from the north area, let me restate that, northeast area from where you are. So actually it could be northwest from you, because you're in, I'm looking at it from where I am right now, but I feel her. She's actually northwest, east of me, but she would be northwest of you. So it would be west of where you are. So looking at it from the different directions. So, you know, that's probably why you're feeling this urge. One is it could be time for you. I have a daughter from Russia. And I had the same thing happen, Leslie. I felt this presence of this child for almost a year, 6 months before I even thought of adopting. And I'm telling you, it was so strong, sometimes I could hardly even think. And she's with me now. She's been with me 8 years as of yesterday, and she came from Russia. So I just have to share that with you. And you know what? That's what I'm getting for you. That's what I'm getting.
Wow, that's beautiful. Corrine, do you have anything you want to share with her?
No, I just when you were talking, I had an image of a little girl too as well, and I felt her from the east or something like that. But and that was all that I was getting. I was a little girl. I thought you already had a kid, so it made Vicky just explained it. So
it feels like she feels like they're already connected. That's what's so phenomenal about it. They feel like they're already connected.
So you don't get a sense that I'm going to have one of my own, not to sound ungrateful.
That's where I come in, because I got – hold on a second. Let me tell you something. I got that you were going to – this is going to sound – you know, when you do readings, it's like – I'm going to say it like this if you guys are okay with this. It's like a dog. Some of us touch the head of the dog. Some of us might touch the leg of the dog. So it's all part of the reading, okay? When you were talking to me, I saw a man pop up in front of me. And also, I think it's a new car. I don't know what that means. But anyway, if you're looking for a new car, it's a bigger car. You know? Yeah. There you go.
Never say no to that.
Yeah, right? Exactly. But I see a man coming into your life that you can have the adopted child. That's good. I would like to do that. And also, you have a man coming in where you can have a birth child as well. But the man popped up first, to be honest with you, with me, and a blue car. I think it's a blue car. I'm not sure. And it's new. So I don't know if that's his. But let me just tell you, when you marry and you get involved with someone, just remember, your possessions are yours, and so is his. Okay, so if he's got a new car, do you. But I also feel that you've got a birth child coming into play, and there's a new man before the child comes in. Okay, so
yeah, it could be the girl that we're picking up.
Yeah, but I think she's going to have a birth child of her own too as well.
Well, and it can also be that this child that I feel is not quite 2 years old, which also psychically can be within the next 2 years. So you have to remember, Leslie, when people are getting psychic information, you know, there are ways that you can interpret that, okay? So just remember that.
Leslie, thank you so very much, and let us know. And you want to come to the wedding, because I love wedding cake, and so does all the I'm sure.
I love wedding cake.
And we give great wedding presents, okay? So and baby presents, too, all right? Take care.
All right, thanks. Okay, let's take Sonia from South Carolina.
Hey, Sonia from South Carolina.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Good. Anyway, what's your question? And we're going to let Vicky, because she's our special speaker here tonight, and we're glad we have her. What's your question? Is that okay if I ask that, Vicky?
Sure.
Okay. My question is, I've been trying to get some spiritual enlightenment, and I seem to be kind of stuck, and would like to know which direction I should be going in, and what's my life purpose?
Oh, nice question.
Wow, great questions. All right, so when we go to Sonia, when you're looking at your spiritual, you're already getting your spiritual information. I think what you're more interested in is what's your birthday? I need to look at something here.
Okay. It's November 11th, 1971.
All right. So I feel that you let me just look at something. You are first off, everything's going as planned, so I don't want you to ever get into, oh my gosh, am I going down the right path, that type of thing. But right now, you're going through a lot of emotional aspects of your life. And so it can feel like a little bit of like a roller coaster. You may be, almost deluded by the illusion of romance, and you're kind of spinning sometimes, and it just, you don't even know sometimes where you're going. But the truth is, you are going exactly where you're supposed to be. But my message to you is to complete some old relationships or old patterns of relationships, and then move them into a new phase. Now, that's a general general statement, but for you, I feel that one of the issues, so many times when we go through spiritual enlightenment, Sonia, we almost look outside of ourselves to find it. And the truth is, it's right inside. We can't go outside. We can gather data, just like you're doing now, from all three of us, which you'll be doing. But the truth is, there's something within you that has a pattern. And I keep hearing the fact that there's some sort of a pattern of relationships that you have encountered. And once you realize what that is, do you have a tendency to not speak up in relationships? In other words, do you tend to just cower a little bit? I don't like that word, but that's the word that's coming to me. Do you tend to say what your really heart is saying? Do you really say what's on your heart when in a relationship?
I do, and I'm probably kind of harsh when I do it.
Okay. Well, this is to do what you do with love. Do what you love and do it with kindness, because I keep seeing your hand with this beautiful flower in it. It's a visual that I have with you. So, and even when your words coming out, it's so odd, but this is what I'm seeing. I see you speaking, and I see you offering your hand, which is of love, and it's also of communication. And each time, it has a beautiful flower in it, which means compassion, love, kindness, and truth. So you want to speak your mind, but you want to do it where you're honoring the other person. And that's what it feels like the healing is about right now. So I feel like that when you're already in the process of it, but I hope I'm answering your question right. But it just feels like it's a very emotional time for you, but I keep seeing this beautiful flower. In one case, I see a beautiful rose. In the other one, I see a red lotus. And it lets me know that it's actually your, it's your left hand. It's actually your right hand as well. It shows me both. So in your voice and in your sharing, make sure that you do it with openness, but kindness and compassion and grace, because that is in itself the greatest spiritual lesson and growth and ascension that you can give and receive in your life. That's my message.
That's beautiful. Do you have anything, Corinne, to share?
I just pulled some angel cards for her, and it was I got life, purpose, assertiveness, and to be honest with yourself. And that just speaks to basically what Vicky just said, which was, you know, and for your life purpose, what this basically means is that the angels are telling you not to worry about finding a life purpose right now, because, you know, the purpose of your life is just to serve in a way that brings great joy to yourself and to others. So don't worry about finding your purpose, and instead just focus on serving a purpose, and then your purpose will find you. And then assertiveness, which is, you know, to speak with love, gently with love, and to communicate with love and with honesty and truthfulness. And then that carries in through to the last card, which was being honest with yourself. So looking into the heart of each situation and speaking from your truth.
Okay. That's beautiful. I've got some messages for you. Okay, first of all, I get that you're a teacher and a healer, and that'll be revealed to you how you do that. I also, are you in school now or going back to school?
I'm planning to go back to school. I'm a nurse, and I'm going to go
back to school. Okay, because I was going to say you're a nurse. I saw the nurse. I was like, okay, she's in school, going back to school. She's a nurse. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Okay, you're a teacher and a healer. I also see, well, let me explain how I saw this. I saw you writing, and then on the left side, and then I saw the nurse on the right side, and I thought, and then in the middle, you're a teacher and a healer. One of the messages that I'm getting for you is to go. I wanted to give you the teacher and the healer part because these ladies have been great and given you some great tools too. Go in Reiki circles. You can find them in your town or around your surrounding areas. R-E-I-K-I, Reiki circles. Because they teach you, they are amazing because they line up the mind, body, and spirit, and you'll enjoy it. And you know the best part about Reiki circles? They're free. Uh-huh. I love free. Anything free is good. Okay. So most of the time anyway. Also, the red lotus flower that Vicky saw with you, lotus flowers are a sign of sensuality. I'm going to say sensuality, sexuality, and you can, and so whatever you're doing or getting ready to do, you must be doing it right because that's showing up for you. That's a good sign. Okay. So, all right. So, lots of stuff going on with you. Go back to school. That's what I got. And also the writings on the left, and then the teachers, I mean, not the teacher, but the nurses on the right. So I hope that helps you, okay?
It does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And listen, if you want, we do a conference call on angelcoaches.com, and it's free, and it's on the phone, and it's a whole spiritual community. If you go to our site, angelcoaches.com, and check it out, you'll be able, and we teach you things, tools to help manifest things and soul's purpose and all that, and it's a lot of fun, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Much love. Take care. Bye, Sonia.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, we got more callers, don't we?
Wow. We do. We've got two more callers, so we'll quickly clear out these lines. We've got Amora from New Mexico.
Hi, Amora.
Hi, how are you, Vicki?
I'm doing great. Beautiful name.
What's your question, Amora? Anyway, we want to hear what her question is, too, I know you've got some good stuff going on there, girl. What's going on?
Okay, first of all, Vicki, before you ask, my birthday is 10/10/1957. We'll get that out of the way.
Well, thank you for letting me know that. Okay, good. All right.
You're welcome. And now the question is, I had an experience where I was in a meditation and a cube dropped into my lap, Metatron's cube. It was as solid as 3D as you can possibly imagine. It was probably maybe 8x8, 10x10, that size. I want to know the significance of that experience. What was I being told? You know, I roll that around in my head and my heart a lot, and I still don't have a conclusive vibration for it.
Amora, what did the shoe feel like when it was in your lap? What did it feel like to you?
It was a cube.
Oh, it was a tube. Cube. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said a shoe. Okay. I thought you said a shoe. Okay.
No.
Cube. No, it's a cube. A cube, like a four-sided cube.
Oh, okay. Out there, first off, a cube has very significant different meanings, but one of them is your path in life, the way that you're going to be approaching. It's going to be very balanced. But right now, I will share with you, you are in a state of major shifts right now. And I think that cube has more to do with your living in your soul and not in the way people are seeing you. And that's the significance I get for it. I had my mind on the shoe, so I'm having to readjust. But I sense this heaviness that it felt is what I'm feeling, and it feels like that you have got an opportunity right now to really live your life the way you want to live it and not the way people are asking you to live it. It seems like it's such a big issue. I keep hearing the fact that you're having to leave something that's kind of limited. It seems like all your present struggles right now in relationships have something to do with roles, that you're having to be a certain way. And I keep getting that, Amora. And you know, it may not be specific to your question about that cube type instrument, but I keep getting that message for you. It's like it's time for you to live in your own joy. It's time for you to breathe into who you are. And I don't know why I get that significance for you, but I just, it's a very strong significance. But right now, you probably are feeling a bit, are you a perfectionist? Like you like to do things very perfectedly or perfectly for other people?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's time now. I mean, this is, and I feel like that's what this fell into your lap about. It's almost like you're finding who you are. I mean, you're a 50s baby. I'm a 50s baby. So I understand it's time for you to take your own life, Amora. That's what one of your soul contracts right now is, to connect with others on an equal, and that's what that's why it has equal sides, if I'm under what I'm feeling right now, soul to soul, on equal basis, but yet you doing it because of who you are, not because of what they want you to be. So I'm going to – I have so many messages for you, but I know that Therese and Corrine want to share with you too. But that's the core of what I wanted to say. Yeah. Go ahead, y'all.
Corrine, go ahead.
Okay. Now, when you were talking about a cube, I was just thinking, you know, Rubik's Cube falling into your lap. It could almost be as little as that. I know you probably didn't see it that way. But I got the feeling that you're going through so many shifts right now and that it's kind of created a heaviness on you where you're feeling a little bit like out of sorts because you're doing so much shifting and within you that it almost feels like there's something that needs to just be lightened within you so that you can tune right back into who you really are and what your purpose is, this new purpose that's come into your life and manifesting that. Now, I know it feels to me that cube, to me, for some reason, I kept getting a Rubik's Cube. And I was thinking, okay, why am I getting a Rubik's Cube falling into her lap and everything? And I felt that it had to do with a shift within you and also a playful kind of a nature. And so I pulled three cards, and it makes sense now that I'm seeing these three cards, is that I got play. And I asked the angels, does a play have to do with the Rubik's Cube? And it says yes. And that's to kind of lighten your spirit again, because I think you're doing so much shifting that it's kind of made you feel a little out of sorts. And so to me, I saw the Rubik's Cube and it's tying into this card that's play. I also got energy work and change in direction. And the change in direction is what I'm feeling is that you are doing a shift right now. You are going through so many shifts. And part of playing is to kind of reground yourself again and bring you back to yourself. And then the energy work, which is what you do on a daily basis and also what this cube represents, is that the work that you are doing is energy work. And part of that means to also remember to play, to lighten up the energy within you.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I hope that made sense.
Amora, here's what I'm getting for you. You are learning to live with courage and to live without fear, okay? You're a very courageous lady anyway, but you're learning to live, the fear's a thing of the past, and you're learning to do that. You're also getting ready to be propelled in front of people, okay, because of the shift changes that both of these women are talking about right now. And that's going to happen. It's like a missile. You know how a missile has a target and you can't deter that? That's kind of what this is with you. It's like you're on a path, and you know you're a coach, you're a teacher, you're a healer, all the things that you do. And so this is something that's getting ready to happen for you. It can happen sooner or later. I would choose sooner personally, but I always say with sooner, say speed up the growth. Make sure that you ask for it to be sped up easily, okay? So because sometimes, and I know Corrine and Vicky will agree with me, when you ask for fast growth, it's like the lessons can be challenging, okay? So, yeah, so that's what I feel. And by the way, the handsome, or the shoe, the glass slipper, and the prince, he's coming too, don't you worry, okay? So anyway.
I saw that shoe. I told you I saw that shoe.
And the handsome prince comes with it. I think that's for all of us guys. Okay. Anyway,
you know,
thanks a lot.
You know my motto, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, giddy up, cowboy. Nice, nice. Anyway, take care, Amora. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, ladies. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We got a couple more people, I think, don't we?
We do. Okay, we've got two more. It just keeps on getting two more. All right. We've got Dara from South Carolina.
Hi, Dara.
One more after
here.
Hey, Dara, how are you?
So, hey, ladies, how are you?
Good. What's your question?
Okay, I am manifesting myself into Delphi University. And yay! Until I get here, okay. How
you have a
can
fan.
I continue to enhance
my spiritual? Dara, this is Vicky.
I know Vicky, girl.
Oh, okay, okay.
I take it you guys know each other, no?
I do. Good. I know her. Yeah, okay.
What can I do until I get there to continue to enhance my spirituality?
Do y'all want me to take that one?
Is this somebody you've read? Hold on a second. Have you read for her? Would it be good? Do you want to?
Yeah. Okay. I'd like y'all, Dara, I have some ideas. You can come to my website. I have a great idea for you, but I would like Tariq and Corrine to read for you since I've read for you a couple of times. Why don't you let them read for you? Okay. All right. Good.
Oh, okay. Dara, here's something that I'm getting for you, how to make things happen quicker. I always think God's time, we say that, but our time seems so much easier, right? And then it's like divine and perfect timing. One of the messages that I'm getting for you is every thought counts. I'm not sure why I'm getting that for you, but, you know, you and Vicky have a history together. And so be really conscious of what you're thinking every moment of every day. And remember, the universe responds to not what you say, but how you feel about what you say. Also, I'm seeing Wayne Dyer's Meditations for Manifesting. That's something that you can go to YouTube, and I think they've got it on there for you as well. You're going, also spirituality. I know you've got a great teacher and coach here with Vicky, but it's like reading and meditating are real key for you right now. You're going to get your goal. Just really monitor your thoughts. I'm not sure why that's so important in this situation, but it's strong. Corrine, what do you get?
The same thing. I got law of attraction, to really align herself, the energy within you to be able to manifest things faster. And so what Tariq was saying is right on point, which is the meditation and working with the law of attraction to align your thoughts to what your goals are. We always say that, right? But that's the easiest way to you know, the law of attraction is really key and aligning your thoughts to what you would like to manifest. And I'm keeping those thoughts and the energy around you positive.
Now, Dara, I want you to do something, and you can get more data, but I want you to, the first Friday of every month, you can go to Delphi for free, and you can put down your manifestation of what you want, and it's amazing how it unfolds. So get some more data. You can come to my website, and I'll give you that data, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
She is.
Bye. I think we've got one more caller.
So. One more caller. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Lindsay from New Jersey. Hi, Lindsay.
How are you?
Hey. Good. Hey. What's your question, sweetheart?
Okay. Well, you guys know I've been trying to put myself in more of the process of allowing. I just wanted to make sure I was still on the right track and if my angels had any comments or anything I need to be doing more, if everything is still okay.
Well, I'll go ahead and take that. So basically what I'm picking up, Lindsay, is for you to be 24/7 aware of every thought, every deed, every feeling, mainly feeling that you're going through. And what I'm sensing right now is to build on solid ground. What we have to do is it is a process of awareness. The law of attraction is a process of awareness. And be aware of how you're feeling. If something triggers you, Lindsay, and you get triggered by it, negative, okay? Triggers are negative. I want you to go within, take a deep breath, and say, what is this really about? It isn't about the person. It isn't about the situation. It's always about you and how you can react differently to that. And that all kind of unfolds. I know we're running out of time, but that's my message for you tonight. You're on the right track. Yeah, you're doing great.
I feel the same way. Lindsay, give me a call tomorrow because I know you've worked with me and Corrine before. Corrine, do you have anything you want to share with her? Because I want
to. No, she's on the right track. There's nothing to worry about. I pulled three cards. There's nothing to worry about. Listen and joy. So you're on the right track. Yep.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Bye.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Bye.
Okay. Hey, tell us how people can get in touch with you, Vicky. So really,
I'll just at VickyFord.com. I'm also on Monday nights at 9 o'clock on BBS, the Vicky Ford Show, and just come visit me at VickyFord.com. So I'd love to hear from you. Great. Thank you all for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And you can find Corrine and I on angelcoaches.com. And we've got a cool manifesting call every Tuesday night at 9:30. And you can find the number on our website. So thank you, everybody, and have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.